by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Jesus, he's like awesome. Listen to this stuff. John 14, 23. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Oh, God. This is like so good. It's like so happy stuff. If you abide in me and his words abide in you, he's saying whatever you ask and you desire will be done for you. Look, I encounter a lot of people that aren't believers. A lot. I pray for a lot of people everywhere I go. Not every one of them believe. And even if they're Christians, they believe that they're going to heaven. But you talk about healing and stuff, and you got some serious stuff out there, man. So you have to demonstrate it. You can't just talk about it. You have to do it. Because I could tell people all day long, you're going to be healed. But if they are, there's no debate. If they're not, there's still a debate. But I'm doing what God said, because God said, pray, lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. So I've got to act. I've got to demonstrate this gospel. Look, I was at Chili's, and I went, whoa, yeah, you reverse time, man. That's awesome, dude. He set the clock back. That's great. I went to Chili's with my wife. I went into Chili's, and I saw these three guys get up. It was at lunchtime, and she was on her lunch break, and I saw these three guys get out, and they walk out in the parking lot, and I walked out after them. I saw the one guy hobbling out, and I said to him, I said, hey, man, how you guys doing? And they're, like, freaked out. They're all smoking and stuff. They're all carrying on. They're three buddies that are just hanging out. And I said, man, you're limping. I said, what's happening? He goes, I had hip surgery. He said, a long time ago, before they did hip replacements, and they fused my hip. And I said, wow. And he's like, yeah. I said, you got a short leg. He goes, yeah.